This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending him his greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, continuing our theme of remaining with jealousy, al-hasad, we find that this feeling inside the heart of the individual or before the individual in the mind or in the heart of Iblis, that jealousy then began to lead and to fulfill what existed inside the heart of the individual to become arrogant. Aba wastakbara wa kana min al-kafirin. He refused to prostrate and he became amongst those individuals who are haughty and proud. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, ma manaka an tasjuda lima khalaqtu bi yaday, what prohibited you, what prevented you from prostrating from that which I created in my own two hands? Astakbarta am kunta min al-aaleen? Are you an arrogant individual or believe that you're some lofty, supreme individual? And then he gave his mantik, his logic, his response. Qala ana khayru minhu khalaqtani min narin wa khalaqtahu min teen. I'm better than him. You created me from fire and you created him from clay, from mud. So he presented his logic that this is the reason why I'm better than him. But the essence of that logic was within his heart, was jealousy, that how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create something superior than me, something better than me, one who's going to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus we find that arrogance, as ulama have described, is the way of shaitan, of iblis. Any form of arrogance a person delivers or disseminates or speaks about, asluhu min ash-shaytan min iblis. The essence of it is from shaitan, from iblis. Does ulama mention al-kibr wuqudun nar? Arrogance is fuel of the hellfire. That's what it is. And thus we find in today's hadith, whereby the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he warned and told us to stay away from la yadkhulu jannah man kana fi qalbi mithqalu dharratin min al-kibr. La yadkhulu jannah. That person will not enter into paradise, whoever has an atom's weight, a seed's weight, a grain, an atom of kibr inside their heart, la yadkhulu jannah. That individual would have entered into paradise. Qala ar-rajul, inna ar-rajula yuhibbu an yakuna thawbu hasanan wa na'lu hasanatan. A man asked a question, indeed a person likes to dress with good clothing, wear good shoes, to dress well. The Prophet ﷺ said, Al-kibru batar al-haq wa ghamtu al-nas. Arrogance is to reject the truth and to look down upon people. That's the real meaning of arrogance. Even though it's going to touch upon the arrogance can be involved in the type of clothing that person can wear or they can present themselves in. Awalan la yadkhulu al-jannah. That person will not enter into paradise. Amma itlaqan, totally. At no moment in time will that person enter into paradise. Oh, you akhir anil jannah. Oh, that person will be delayed from jannah. Some moment later on inside their life to be entered into jannah, or there will be some form of punishment. For ayyihal, whatever view that a person may take, it shows it's something severe. That a person could be delayed from jannah. Person will be prevented from Jannah. And as a side point, whenever we find such prophetic traditions, la yadkhulu Jannah, or la yu'min, person doesn't believe, or doesn't enter into Jannah, la tutabbiq ala ayy ahad, don't implement it upon any individual. Laysa min al-awam, it's not for the masses of people to read a hadith and to go around and say to an individual, because you did this, anta lasta min ahli Jannah, you're not amongst the people of Jannah. That's not the intent of these ahadith, that the awam, the masses of the average people, begin to have a reading of hadith and then begin to apply it upon Muslim subjects around them. Person should be wary about that. No matter how harsh the wording is, la yu'min, la yadkhulu jannah, or laysa bimu'minin, that person is not a believer, or that person is a fasiq, or the person is a rebellious individual, la tutabbiq ala ayy ahad. never implemented upon any individual. That is only lihasatin nas, specific people to look at certain scenarios, look at certain environment, to judge and to come to a conclusion. And then this becomes fawda. This becomes what we find anarchy inside our society. That people go around labeling individuals, accusing individuals, or saying this person doesn't enter into paradise, or this person isn't amongst the people of paradise. لَيْسَ لَكَ أَيِّ شَهَنْ لِمَنْ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ وَنْ يَدْخُلُ النَّارِ. You have no right to choose and to select who goes into paradise and who goes into the hellfire. هَذَا شَأْنُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَخَاسْ لَهُ. This is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All that we extract from these ayat inside the Quran, speaking about believers, speaking about in these ahadith, is a person should be fearful, should be worried, should be upset that if I have these traits inside my life or inside my practice, then I could prevent myself from going into paradise, or I could be delayed from going into paradise, or may even be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِ مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ مِنْ كِبَرٍ. Whoever has an atom's weight of arrogance inside their heart. But the real matter is, most of us, may Allah forbid, have beyond an atom's weight of arrogance. The hadith mentions even a person has an atom's weight of arrogance will not go into paradise. But most of us, if we study us in great detail and study the environment, have far beyond that. Then the hadith, it continues. قَالَ رَجُلْ إِنَّ رَجُلْ يُحِبُّ أَنْ يَكُونَ ثَوْبُ حَسَنًا. Person likes to dress well. وَنَعْلُهُ حَسَنَةً. Likes to wear good shoes. But that's not what arrogance is. Is to reject the truth and to despise or look down upon other individuals. In general, dressing well is praised. إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. As it mentions in this hadith, Allah is beautiful and likes beauty. Likes people to show their beauty, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, once again, we find that the hadith or the sharia has a severe warning. Anything that goes beyond the bounds, goes beyond the limitations, tusbih diddahu, becomes the opposite. Whenever you go to extremes, anything which is even halal, you go beyond the extremity, go beyond the limits, it becomes haram for that person. So clothing that we find, for some people, it becomes a symbol of arrogance. And thus you find the Prophet ﷺ, he warned. He mentioned, لا ينظر الله يوم القيامة إلى من جرى ثوبه خيلاء أو بطرا. Hadith inside Sahih Bukhari. Allah will not look at that individual who drags his garment out of arrogance. And here a great discussion begins to take place amongst fuqaf ulama. What does it mean? Whoever drags their garment out of arrogance. We can see how certain individuals, even inside the Quran, he used to make a pomp and a charade about their wealth and their property. Let's read the end of Surah Al-Qasas, the 28th chapter of the Quran, about Qarun. Inna Qaruna, Qarun is from amongst the family of Musa, فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ. And he began to transgress against them. Read the tafsir inside Imam Suyuti's Durrul Manthur, about he begins to depict how Qarun was in his entourage, in his wealth, in his clothing, in his garments. Allah then mentioned, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ. We caused him to drown, to sink into the earth. In a hadith, we find a person came out strutting in their pride, with their garment trailing behind them, as a show of arrogance, of pride. Just like today you find Maluk, even today that you find the queen and people in authority, they have a long garment. It's a sign of power, a sign of pride. In a hadith, it mentioned this individual will begin to sink down into the earth. Some people say that this is referring to the lower garment of the Muslim. And they say this is only if a person does it out of arrogance. But fuqaha have discussed, in a normal practice, if it goes below the ankle, a person can be punished for that. مَا أَسْفَلَ كَعْبَيْنِي فَهُوَ فِي النَّارِ. Whatever is below the lower garment, whichever is below the ankles, فَهُوَ فِي النَّارِ, is inside the hellfire. وَمَنْ فَعْلَهُ خُيَلَاءً أَوْ بَطَرًا Whoever does it out of arrogance, فَعَذَابُ أَشَدْ. His punishment is going to be even more severe. ولكن we don't want to enter this, but ولكن أقل شيء هو سنة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. This is the sunnah and the practice of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. It may become arrogance when a person rejects it and makes comments about people who keep their garment above their ankles. That becomes arrogance when a person says, look at this dress. Why are they dressed like this? Why do they keep their garments like this? Ya ayyul ikhwa. We keep our garments like this. لأن هذه القدوة الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. Because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, throughout his life, he kept his garment above his ankles. And that's sufficient for a believer. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. Inside Surah Al-Ahzab, for you to emulate, to copy the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is the best thing. Best thing for individuals to do inside their life. Right, as we mentioned, this becomes arrogance when people begin to give a rebuttal, begin to pose questions, begin to use their own mantiq, their own logic about the sunnah of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. And likewise, you find that many of the shabab, young individuals, or even people with wealth, you find that clothing becomes their deity. For some of us, it may sound strange. How can garments and labels become a deity for an individual? The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he prophesied, or he mentioned, or he forewarned, تَعِسَ عَبْدُ الدِّنَارِ وَتَعِسَ عَبْدُ الدِّرْهَمِ. Wretched is the one who worships the dinar, who worships the dirham. Most of us can relate to that, the one who worships the pound or the dollar, who worships wealth and property. Wretched is that individual. But the hadith doesn't stop there. تَعِسَ عَبْدُ الْخَمِيسَةِ وَتَعِسَ عَبْدُ الْخَمِيلَةِ. وَالْخَمِيسَةِ نَوْءٌ مِنَ الْقُمَاشِ. Khamisa is a type of clothing, while khamila is a type of clothing like velvet, fine clothing. The Prophet is saying, wretched are those individuals. Put it in the 21st century. People need to dress in certain garments. People need to wear certain labels. Certain labels need to be worn to show society that look at me, that I have wealth, I have property. That's why many in the Shabab, they look at these individuals. They look at these icons, they want to dress like them. وَأَحْيَانٍ غَيْرْ مَعْقُولٍ. Sometimes it doesn't make sense. A person said that, I'm saving up money to buy a new pair of shoes. A new pair of shoes. In today's language, a pair of crepes or whatever it may be. How much are you saving up? £600. £600. Saving up for a pair of shoes. For what purpose? To show the world? To show people? Look at the way I dress. Look at my garments. Look at my gold. Look at my diamonds. Look at my dress sense. Look at me. Why? To show off. For pride, arrogance. And then whoever doesn't match that standard, whoever doesn't dress in that manner, then that must be something wrong with that individual. And as we mentioned, dressing good isn't haram, but when it leads to this mentality of excessiveness, of being arrogant, of being proud, looking down upon individuals, it can become something which is forbidden. As for the main mawdu, al-kibr batar al-haq wa ghamt al-nas. Arrogance is to reject the truth and to despise and to look down upon people. Pride is a reflection of excessive admiration. That's what arrogance is, self-praise, self-admiration. As we mentioned many times, there are many amrad, many sicknesses of the heart that some of us, we don't focus upon. We just focus upon external sicknesses. But as many ulama have mentioned, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, that some of these sicknesses, when they enter into the heart, they corrupt the individual. More so than external sins that a person could carry out ever inside their life. We find contempt of others, looking down upon other individuals, a feeling of superiority. Ana khayru minhu. I'm better than this individual. All this severe warning that we find, reasons for this. أولاً, worldly status and success. وَقَالُوا نَحْنُ أَكْثَرُ أَمْوَالًا وَأَوْلَادًا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذِّبِينَ. They make this statement, we have more wealth, we have more power, so we're not going to be punished. Allah mentions inside this surah, in this ayat, say it's not your wealth and your power that will avail you. Because this is the psyche of some people. They think the more wealth I possess, the more tribal lineage, the more my followers, the more the people I have, the more untouchable I become. The more arrogant I become, the more the subjects around me, I can persecute them, I can oppress them, I can command them, I can control them. And if anybody raise a question against me, then I turn away from them. I show my superiority, my might, my power upon these individuals. We find the Prophet ﷺ sitting with his companions in a hadith narrated by Sahal, who mentioned a person walked past, fine clothing, good dress sense. He said, ماذا تقول في هذا الرجل? The Prophet ﷺ said, what do you say about this individual? He said, he's the best amongst us. This person, if he used to ask for a woman's hand in marriage, it would be granted to him. If he used to intercede for someone, intercession would be accepted. If he used to speak, then people would turn and look at him. Then he remained silent. Another man walked past, not dressed too well, not looking too well, from amongst the fuqara. He said, ماذا تقول في هذا الرجل? He said, what do you say about this individual? He said, this individual, if he was to ask for a woman's hand in marriage, he would not be given it. If he used to intercede, no one would intercede for him. If he was to speak, no one would listen to him. Al-Hadith al-Bukhari. فَقَارَ رَسُولَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَّمَ السَّلَامِ that this individual is better than that first individual, even that individual happened to be full of the earth of such individuals. If the earth was full of such individuals, this one individual, faqir, is far more superior and better than that individual that everyone looks towards or begins to praise the individual. Thus the Qur'an is full of amthal. Qur'an is full of parables, similitudes, that we should study the similitudes inside the Qur'an. تقريباً حوالي أكثر من 80 أمثال في القرآن كما نقل ابن قيم الجوزية inside his works. There's more than approximately 80 أمثال inside the Qur'an. وركزوا, focus upon the parables inside the Qur'an to see the message of the Qur'an, to see the example that the Qur'an is trying to lay out for us to extract the benefits. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَرَ رَجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِيَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنَ عَنَابِ. Give them the example of two individuals. One of these individuals, we'd give him a garden or two gardens. In that garden, there is a'nab. There is grapes and vineyards that have been given to this individual. وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ. We surrounded it with date palm trees. Lush trees this garden were given to this individual. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا. And we placed between these two gardens vegetation and produce. Till eventually we come to the verse, فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. He said to his companion, his friend, he said, look at me. Look at what I have. Began to boast. Look at my wealth. Look at my property. وَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. My family members, my tribe, my clan, my power, my might. Look at me. Look how strong and powerful I am. Then he went further. He said that وَدَخَلَ جَنَّةُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِهِ. When he entered into his garden and he was oppressing himself, he said, قَالَ مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. He said, I don't think ever this will ever be destroyed. Look at his pride. He entered into his garden and said, this will never destroy. Read these ayat inside Surah Al-Kahf. The 18th surah of the Quran, 110 verses. في هذه السورة أربعة فتن. Inside this surah, there are four fitan. Four trials and temptations. Study this surah in great detail. You see it. Fitna tul mal. Fitna of wealth. Fitna of position. You find inside there. Study this surah in great detail. And it shows the end of this individual. He thinks it will not be destroyed. Nothing will be taken away from him. And thus you find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah protect all of us. In the beginning of the day, a person is a rich individual. At the end of the night, a person becomes a pauper, becomes a poor individual, has lost everything. And a person at night has nothing to their name. But in the morning, they become full of riches. Sunnah to Allah ila al-ard. Sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can do, change whatever he wants. And Allah at times has taken away riches from people because of the arrogance, their pomp and their parading and their arrogance. The second type of arrogance that we find, because maybe some of us don't have that wealth or have that property. It's quite sad to mention this, but religious arrogance. This is what many of us are suffering from at the moment. That some of us, we find the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ba'da heen, ba'da yawm wa layl, sometime, a day and night. Ya akhi, kunta dahlan, you was astray. Kunta mujriman, kunta asiyan, you was a disbelieving individual. You was a criminal, you was a disobedient individual. You committed all type of sins. And a day and a night. Ihtikarun nas, you look down at other people. You blame other people. You squander at other people. You ridicule other people. All in a disguise of what? Religious identity. All in a disguise of religious identity. Rakizu ala al-ilm. Focus upon real ilm, what real ilm is. Imam Malik, rahmatullahi alayh. Imam Darul Hijrah. Imam of Darul Hijrah. One of four imams of the school of thoughts. We find that his mother, or before that, we find that he, a young boy, came to him. Because Imam Malik, he took the view that you don't have to pray two rak'ah of prayer when you enter into the masjid. You know, many of us, we're just brainwashed when it comes to fiqh. We just think that one view is the truth. وَمَنْ يُخَالِفُ هَذِي رَعِي فَهُوَ الضَّالُّونَ. Whoever goes against that view, he must be misguided. He must be astray. This is what many of us have been brainwashed, tuned to do. هَذِي قِلَّةُ الْعِلْمِ. This is a lack of knowledge, a lack of understanding of the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Malik, Imam Darul Hijra, كان يأخذ القول أنه ليس بواجب. He took the view, it's not wajib to pray two rak'ah of prayer when you enter into the masjid. Even though hadith mentions, لا تجلس. Don't sit down until you offered two units of prayer. It's what the hadith states. But Imam Malik never took that view that is obligatory. فدخل في المسجد وما صلى. وقال له الرجل وقال له الطفل الشاب. A young boy said to him, قم وصلي ركعتين. Said, a young boy said to him, stand up and pray two units of prayer. Imam Malik ما قال له, don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? I'm Imam Malik. I'm Imam of Darul Hijrah. Don't you speak to me in that manner or that tone or tell me to read two units of prayer. When some of his students asked him the view, that you don't believe in this view, why did you do that? He said, because this verse came into my mind. وَإِذَا قِيلَ الْمُرْكَعُوا لَا يَرْكَعُونَ. What came into my mind is, when they're told to prostrate, they don't prostrate. That's what came to my mind. It didn't come to my mind that this is a young individual. A young individual who's maybe rebuking me or who's reminding me. وَإِمَّا مَالِكْ أُمُّهُ قَالَ لَهُ إِمْشِي إِلَى رَبِيعَ الرَّأِي. Go to رَبِيعَةُ الرَّأِي. من أول العلماء لإمام مالك رحمة الله عليه وتعلم منه من أدبه قبل علمه. His mother said to him, go to Rabi' and learn from his adab. Learn from his etiquette before you learn from his knowledge. That's what his mother said to him, go to Rabi' Rabi' and learn from his adab. وكان هناك تلميذ لإمام مالك صاحبه 20 سنة. One of the students of Imam Malik, he remained with him for 20 years. 20 سنة. وقال أنا تعلمت منه خلال السنة كل ما عنده إمام مالك تعلمته خلال السنة. He said, whatever Imam Malik knew of his knowledge, I learned it in 1 year. I learned it in 1 year. So they said, why did you remain for 20 years with Imam Malik? He said, the rest of the 19 years, أخذت من علمه وتعدب منه. That's what I took from him, the rest of the 19 years. Rakizu, 19 years. That's what many of us boast about. I've got knowledge. I understand this. Ulama don't understand. People don't understand. He doesn't understand. That imam doesn't know. He doesn't know. He's astray. He doesn't understand. That's what most of us boast about. He learned in 1 year. He didn't boast. He spent 19 years learning adab, learning etiquettes, learning fine character, fine behavior, how Imam Malik would deal with people, how he'd speak with people. Imam Shafi qal, and Imam Malik, and no najam. من نجوم هذه الأمة. He's amongst the stars of this ummah. وإمام شافعي لما كان يناقش الناس. Imam Shafi, when he used to argue with people or debate with people, what was his logic? What was his mindset? He said, I'd enter into a debate thinking the other person was right. I never entered a debate to look down on another person, to belittle a person, to make that person look silly. That wasn't my intent. Many times I'd walk away thinking that person indaw haq. That person has the truth. At-tawadu' al-ilmi. You find humility inside knowledge. that these ulama that they carry, that today we find it trivial. We find it something light and something easy for us to go around and doing this, because many of us are so distant from the language of the Quran. وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Surah Luqman, the 31st chapter of the Quran. Read these ayat, read this surah, kullu surah, read the whole surah. What khasatan the ayat speak about Luqman advising his son when he comes to wala tusair khadda linnas, don't raise your cheek to people when you go past them. Wasa'ir qatil annahu disease, an ailm, a sickness that enters into khasatan unuqul ibl, that enters into the necks of the camel. So that's the camel is not able to turn its neck. Hadhi al-ishara lil-kibr is a sign of arrogance. So the Quran is saying, وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Don't give arrogance. You know, some people, لَمَّا يُسَلِّمْ عَلَيْكَ, when the people give you salam, لَا يَنْظُرْ إِلَيْكَ. Don't look at you. This is arrogance. This is arrogance to give salam to a person and keep away. وَالرَّسُولُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ لَمَّا يُكَانَ يُسَلِّمُ النَّاسِ يُخَاطِبُ النَّاسِ يُكَانَ يَأْتِي بِوَجْهٍ عَلَى وَجْهٍ. When he used to speak to people, he used to enter their face, meet them face to face, greet them, never turn away from them, never looked away from them, whoever the individual was. But we find our own mindset, our own world, our own bubble world that we exist in, that this is some form of authenticity. This is nothing but pride, but arrogance that we find amongst some of us unfortunate individuals. And then we find a third type of arrogance. Arrogance of tyrants. You know, some people, they think, oh, you know, we shouldn't speak about the world and what exists inside the world. You know, we're living in a strange world. In a world that we're living, that we find that tyrannical rule is all around us. وَرَأْسُهُ. As many times we mentioned, the essence of it is al-kibr, it's arrogance. It's arrogance. So some people, they find arrogance is something trivial. Look what it leads to. Look at the plunder, the loot, the hardship. يُحْشَرُ الْمُتَكَبِّرُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَمْثَالَ الذَّرِّ فِي سُورِ الرِّجَالِ يَغْشَاهُمُ اللَّهُ الظُّلْمِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانَ. Hadith Muslim, Imam Ahmad. The day of judgment, these arrogant individuals will come like small ants with a body of human beings. And everyone would trample over these individuals. That's what we find. Arrogance that we're surrounded by. You know, we don't need to delve deep into politics. What do we find? A person just sends out a tweet. It's sent to the gallows. A person writes something, he's in prison. A person says something, he's done this, done to this individual. A person makes this statement and this is done to an individual. We shouldn't shy away from it. It's a fact. We have some crazy lunatics amongst us who are full of arrogance. Bilad al-Sham. People say, oh, don't show what's going on in the country. This individual, may Allah give this the due right to this individual. قبل الآخرة على الدنيا. On this dunya. This individual who wants people to prostrate in front of him. And then he poses this question to them. أين ربكم? Where's your Lord? Where's the deity that you worship? This is the type of individual that we face, that kibr has entered into their hearts and their mind. Want people to prostrate to them. شعبهم. أمتهم. Their own people. Their own nation. دمروا البلاد. Destroyed the land of Sham. Look at Sham today. Look at his land, a blessed land. Who destroyed that land? On what basis? What foundation? Arrogance. That's what it is. Father upon father. Arrogance. Anyone who speaks about us, asks about us, ندمرهم. We will destroy them in totality. ركزوا على هذه الآيات في القرآن. Remember these ayat inside the Quran. فادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها. فَلَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. Inside Surah Al-Nahl that we find. Enter into the doors of Jahannam. Jahannam is for those individuals who are arrogant individuals. فَالْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. This is your evil punishment. Because you're walking about on the face of this earth in a state of arrogance upon this earth. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ. Allah doesn't love arrogant individuals. Allah doesn't like mustakbirin, arrogant individuals. يَقْبِدُ اللَّهُ الْأَرْضِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will grasp on the day of judgment all the heavens and the earth. أَنَا الْمَلِكِ أَيْنَ مَلُوكُ الْأَرْضِ. I'm the king. Where are the kings of this earth? وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ أُخْرَى أين المتجبرون؟ أين المتكبرون؟ Where are the arrogant individuals today? Where are these proud individuals today? لمن الملك اليوم؟ لله الواحد القهار. The only reason we mention is to awaken us, to recognize the plight. Because we find the Muslim isn't a tacit individual, isn't a soft individual, isn't a weak, destitute individual. Whoever sees evil speaks about it. Ala qal shay speaks about it, highlights it to people. This is evil, this is munkar. Unsur akhaka in kana zaliman aw mazluman. Aid your brother, whether he's the oppressor or the oppressed one. We know when he's the oppressed one what to do. Amma zalim, what about the oppressor? What does it say? Should we stay silent? Remain quiet? Don't delve into this? It says stop the oppressor from his oppression. Stop the oppressor from his oppression. Remind him, warn him, let him know that this is nothing but oppression, what this individual is doing. The hadith Qudsi that we find as narrated by the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. Qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-kibriya'u rida'i wal-azamatu izari. You find that indeed pride is my outer cloak, and arrogance or might and power superiority is the other garment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ نَازَعْنِي وَاحِدًا مِنْهُمَا قَدَفْتُهُ فِي النَّارِ. Whoever tries to contend with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tries to become a proud, arrogant individual, a majestic, magnificent individual, tries to challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَدَفْتُهُ فِي النَّارِ. I will throw that individual into the hellfire. Another hadith in Mustadrak, if Imam Hakim that you find, قَسَمْتُهُ. I will destroy, smash that individual, annihilate that individual who tries to argue or tries to be compete with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus we find that we need to learn as believers, learn humility, humbleness. We find inside Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda that we find, وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. The believing individuals are those individuals who are not arrogant. We study the full context of these ayat, these individuals. إِنَّمَا يُؤْمِنُ بِآيَاتِنَا الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهَا خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا وَسَبَّحُوا بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. These are individuals, when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are reminded to these individuals, they fall down in a state of prostration, are not arrogant. Then Allah mentioned, these are individuals that تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. These are individuals, a sign of humility. This is the path. They sacrifice their beds at night, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-sirhuna, a secrecy, a way of humbling oneself, is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in secrecy. In a state of secrecy leads the individual to humble themselves. In a gathering, all of us can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as we advise ourselves, advise all of us, wa fi sirri, when you're all alone, what is your fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is your devotion towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا فُخُورًا فَرِحًا. Don't walk upon this earth in a state of pride, arrogance. Inside Surah Al-Isra that we find, once again, a surah of adab. You cannot reach the height of the mountains or penetrate the earth. All these are evil sins of pride and arrogance, walking the earth in this manner. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Read the end of Surah Al-Furqan. The Ibadur Rahman, the 12 or 10 or so sifat of Ibadur Rahman. أول صفة لهم يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. They walk on the earth in a state of humility, peace, serenity, calmness. That's how they walk upon this earth, these individuals. وَأَحْسَنُ الْقُدْوَى. The best example of these Ibadur Rahman is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what we find always encouraging ourselves. Read the seerah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam. Whether it be major affairs or minor affairs. When he entered into Makkah, conquering Makkah, powerful identity, powerful individual, he never lowered himself for the people. He never lowered himself to show them humility. He lowered himself that his blessed neck was touching the neck of the riding beast. Tawadu'an lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. He lowered his neck, his blessed neck, as a sign of humility, as a sign of subservience, acceptance, victory today. Fat Makkah, opening of Makkah, isn't that we should boast about it, that we should show arrogance and pride. He lowered it to show humility, that this is the ultimate blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. We're giving this manifest victories, we're giving to you. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ When a victory of Allah and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, minor things. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, إِذَا كَانَ جَالِسًا بَيْنَ أَصْحَابِهِ. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, if he was sitting with his companions, someone entered, a strange individual. مَا تَعْرِفْ مَنْ هُوَ الرَّسُولِ. No one could recognize who was the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. جَالِسْ بَيْنَ أَصْحَابِهِ. No one could recognize his clothing, his dress, his way of reclining. No one could tell who is the Prophet alayhi salam amongst his companions. فَسَأَلُوا أَيْنَ الرَّسُولِ. They asked, where is the Prophet? Where is your messenger? Where is he? There he is sitting right amongst his companions. Adi bin Hatim. لَمَّا دَخْلَ الرَّسُولِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاتُ السَّلَامِ. Who's from the Christians. He entered into Islam. When he entered amongst the Prophet عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, فَقَدَّمَ لَهُ وَسَادَ. He pushed his cushion to him. He pushed it again and said, recline on this. فَمِنْ ذَلِكَ عَرَفْتُ أَنَّهُ لَيْسَ بِمَلِكَ. I knew that this individual isn't a king. This person doesn't want power. He doesn't want authority. He lives a simple life. He lives a simple life that no one can make a distinction who this individual is. But he was the ultimate individual. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. By the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you was lenient, you was soft, you was kind, you was good to the people around you. You was never oppressive towards them. You never harsh towards the people around you. Likewise, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. The end of Surah At-Tawbah. There's come a messenger from amongst your own self. It harms him, you don't come towards guidance. That's how Muslims should be. A Muslim should be upset that Muslims are not responding to the call. Muslims are answering to the call. Muslims are not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a moment of pride, of arrogance. It's a moment of worry. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. I never sent you except for mercy to mankind. That's what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was. That's the qudwa. That's the example. That's what we need to instill inside our lives. To go back and read the seerah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. To hold him in high esteem. Hold him in high esteem. Follow his life. Follow his etiquette. That once again we can drag this Muslim ummah once again from the realms of darknesses to the nur. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take away any elements of kibr, arrogance from our hearts. Rip it out from our hearts. Take it away from our hearts. Make us not be resurrected people. Any element of arrogance inside our hearts, take it away from us. Protect us from any form of arrogance inside this dunya, upon this dunya, towards the people that we love, people around us, subjects around us, people who everyday people that we meet. That every day becomes a lesson of awakening ourselves, of humbling ourselves. That this is nothing but a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.